This is SBR, the People's Pod, giving you unfiltered and unqualified content every other week. I'm Cliff, he's Joe. Welcome back, everybody.
What's up, everyone?
We got a special guest today, my boy, Dan, the CTO, part-time fashion influencer, full-time Laker fan, coming here to give you all the hottest takes in his hot take factory, because we know he's full of them. Welcome, Dan, to the podcast.
Welcome,
Thank
Dan.
Thank you. Thank you. Long-time listener. First time participant, obviously. Number one hater of the Instagram on of SBR Instagram. I see I see some of the craziest stuff on their Instagram, and I'm the first one to call out hate.
It's gonna be nowhere near as crazy as what you're about to say right now. It's gonna be nowhere near. Nowhere near. All right.
This is him, guys. This is the Dan. This is him.
This is the Dan. You guys been looking for him. Here we go.
I don't know who posts the stuff on Instagram, but whoever does, Cliff or Joe, I hate both of you.
All right. Let's get right into it, my friends. Dan, we asked him to bring three of his spiciest takes to the show. We don't know what's about to happen. We prep for the show all the time. This one, we were waiting for the real reaction. So, Dan, I'm going to give it to you. Give us your first spicy take.
Here we go. So we're going to start with something relevant to today's NBA. And here it is.
Okay.
Nikola Jokic is a bigger version of Steve Nash. He will be ringless as Steve Nash was. Here's why. He's not someone you fear. His name is Joker. When's the last time Batman was afraid of Joker in the DC? Never. Are you afraid of Joaquin Phoenix? I don't think so. Are you afraid of Joaquin Phoenix? No. So why would LeBron be afraid of Nikola Jokic? We're not afraid. No one's afraid of him. You look at Jokic and you go, wow, he's a 7-footer that makes a cool pass. Okay, so what? I can do that. I'm 5'11", Asian dude playing b-ball.
Oh my gosh.
You don't pass, all right? We know you're the mellow of basketball.
I'm the mellow of basketball, that's right. I shoot and I don't play defense. Don't ask me to play defense. Going back to Joker, no one's afraid of him. He will be ringless his entire career. Braun, you fear. Embiid, you fear. Joker, no one's afraid of Joker, my friends.
All right.
Okay. Joe, are you afraid of someone if they come up to you and they try to rob you and they go, hey, I'm gonna rob you, but my name's Nikola? Okay, no, I'm not afraid of you, Nikola. Go back to your Tesla, because I am not afraid of you, Nikola.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay.
Such a good take. Yep.
No response. I'll go right to two.
No. Let's bring it back.
Go ahead.
But Dan, 2-time MVP.
Yes, sir.
Maybe 3-time MVP.
Absolutely not. But he might be.
What about his game don't you fear?
All of it. What do you fear? Okay, the dude runs like Conor McGregor in the ring. Okay, he runs like this. Are you afraid of that? No.
He hits clutch baskets, floaters in the lane, shoots threes.
You know who I would have over Nikola? I'd rather have Zubac. I'd rather have Zubac over Nikola. I fear Zubac.
All right, that's a spicy take.
I fear Zubac. Guess who else I fear?
No, don't say it.
JaVale McGee. I fear JaVale. I fear JaVale. I don't fear Nikola.
What is happening?
What
is happening right now?
JaVale McGee.
Yeah.
The king of Shaqt and a Fool.
Yep.
Dan says he fears JaVale McGee more than Nikola Jokic.
Yeah. Yep.
Wait. What are we talking about fear? Like coming down the lane?
Yeah. Look, Steve
getting
Nash.
Getting in the post?
Steve Nash won two MVPs.
Two MVPs back to back.
Two MVPs.
Back
to back. Yes. Yep. Back to back.
Over Kobe.
Over Kobe for sure. Rob
stole
Kobe's.
Stole Shaq's.
Stole Shaq. Stole Kobe. And you know what? Jokic stole from LeBron and Giannis. And that's just a fact. He stole from them. And then two, like Steve Nash, I never was afraid of Steve Nash growing up. I watched Steve Nash with the floppy hair. Okay, floppy hair, dribbling the ball. I could dribble drabble. Okay, but what are you doing, Steve Nash, to put fear in my heart? I don't fear you, brother. I don't. Stevie, that's why why do you think KD and Kyrie basically said Nash are gone? Because they don't fear him. Because they don't fear him.
Yeah, I mean, I can't argue with that. I agree with. Look, I don't know how spicy this take is. I mostly agree. I do agree that Jokic is not feared. And I do agree that he probably won't win a championship. I do agree with that as well. Only because he kind of suffers a little bit of the Harden problem, I think. He's a little too good not to be your best player, but he's not good enough to get you all the way to the end. Couple things. I'm going to poke holes in some of your arguments.
Okay,
you said nobody named Joker is feared. Hey, you know, Djokovic's nickname is actually Joker.
And he's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT of tennis. So
I don't watch tennis. So it doesn't matter. It does not matter at all. With pickleball? Okay, if there's a Joker in pickleball and he's good, then maybe I'll fear him.
All right, well, that aside, I actually think using the Batman Never Feared Joker, also not a great argument. I think the Joker is actually the most feared villain of Batman.
Have you heard of Mr. Freeze? Have you heard of Mr. Freeze?
I have heard of Mr. Freeze, yes. I've heard that before.
My brother in Christ. It is the year 2023. And you're going to tell me that a dude that paints his face and laughs weird is to be feared more than a dude with an ice gun that will ice you. He will ice you, Joe. Don't be serious right now.
All right.
Some respect on Mr. Freeze's name.
I'm gonna go ahead and just, I respect that argument, so I'm gonna just leave that to the side. The crazier part of the argument is that JaVale McGee, you'd rather have JaVale McGee.
No, I said fear.
Okay.
Fear
Even
Jabal.
That, you fear JaVale McGee more than Jokic, or that you fear Zubats.
Yes.
He's much better than JaVale McGee, more than Jokic.
Yep.
I think, come on. I mean, that's just crazy.
Okay, Joe. When Jokic got the ball at the 12-foot line, okay, right by the free throw line, okay, I'm not feared. I marvel at what he's going to do. I go, okay, he's going to do a pass. He's going to do a skip pass, a drop pass. He's going to do something. But that's not marvel and fear is not the same. It's not the same emotion. That's like, wow, he did something cool. I don't fear it. Javal, he got the ball 12 foot. He gonna dunk it on you. He gonna do his best to posterize. That's fear. Zubac got the ball at the free throw line. Zubac gonna do something bad. Zubac is a bad boy. Okay, he gonna dunk on you. He gonna do a little shimmy. Okay, he gonna do something. Okay.
I see what you're saying.
But none of those guys have averaged over 20 points per game. Nash, Zubac, JaVale, Nikola, 25 points per game, 27 points per game, 26 points per game. Like, that's beastly numbers. Paul George hasn't even gotten to 20 over 25 more than once.
Pandemic P? We talking about Pandemic P right now? Okay.
Well, just for reference, JaVale McGee this season is averaging 4 points.
Four points of fear. That's 4 points of fear.
Four points of fear.
I see what you're saying. I'm going to go ahead and say that is maybe irrational fear. I'm not sure that it makes sense, but I see your point. I'm just going to say, right. I see your point. I agree on the bigger point. Yeah. Championships thing. Yeah.
Spicy take number two.
Spicy take number two.
That was the least spicy one? Okay.
Yep. Yep. Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss have purposely put trash around Braun because they do not want him to win five rings and equal Kobe and win six to pass Kobe. They have put trash around him for the last 3 years. They have purposely tarnished his legacy because Pelinka, as Kobe's manager and agent, does not want Braun to pass Kobe. Okay.
Wow.
Yep.
That's here's a spicy take. Okay.
And here's how I know it's true.
Here's they the put, background.
They put Darvin Hands in My Pocket Ham to be his head coach. They put Darvin Hands in My Pocket. Do you see this brother ever have a clipboard in his hands? I have not. He's saying stuff that I would
That's
say
also true.
To your son if I was coaching him, which is, Logan, you doing good. Keep playing hard. Brother, we all can say that. You need to do some X and O's. Okay?
Okay.
Let me ask you a couple things, Dan. Who are these trash players you're referring to?
Here we go, man. He put in Avery Bradley. Okay?
Okay.
Avery Bradley not even in the league no more. Okay?
Okay.
All right. They put Rajon Rondo, not even in the league no more. Okay? Who else they put in? Come on, man. Who else they put in?
Anthony
there?
Davis.
Anthony Davis.
Davis.
This guy's trash.
This dude is unavailable. Okay? He's Mr. Unavailable.
How is that Rob and Jeannie's thing? Bro, did they go and just Tonya Harding?
They know he's going to be so unavailable, but he's good, so they can have their hands clean. They're trying to be like Pontius Pilate from the Bible, okay? You read that story, okay? For all you listeners that ain't into the Bible, I'm going to give you a quick history lesson, okay? This Roman official named Pontius Pilate, we call him Pandemic Pete, okay? He went and told people, yo, you want this dude named Jesus on the cross or not? Okay? And he was like, oh, I let the people choose. It wasn't me. That's what Jeannie and Rob is doing. They Pontius Pilate, my peoples. Okay? And they just say, oh, my hands are free. I do it. I put pieces around Braun. Oh, really? No. You put trash around Braun.
Mm.
If Magic Johnson was still there, we'd be winning. No, we'd be winning.
Oh, not oh, Magic. Man.
All right. Yeah, Magic, we've been winning.
Hold on. As much as I love this Bible lesson, you know I'm all about that. I cannot sign off. I cannot sign off on the metaphor.
Okay. On the pandemic Pontius Pilate.
Yep.
that I'm fine with. But the fact that you think that management has put they got AD. They won a championship.
They did the bubble chip.
Yeah, they had Caruso. They had KCP.
Okay.
They had
keep preaching, my brother.
We had Jared Dudley. We had Talen Horton Tucker. Now, THT is the one guy that I think is trash that has proven that because he left and he's still trash. But do you know why they had him? Do you know why they had him, Dan? Do you know why they were high on him?
No.
Because LeBron tweeted about this guy and he said, this guy is like the second coming, because this guy was like, oh, THT, he's the future of the league. He started giving him the young king. He started giving him all the props. That's why they were high on THT. That was a huge mistake. They picked him over Caruso. Okay. They get rid of Caruso. They get rid of Kuzma. Kuzma's balling out, but you know why they got rid of Caruso, right? I mean, you know why they got rid of Kuzma, right, Dan?
Why?
Because LeBron hated Kuzma. LeBron don't like Kuzma. LeBron hated playing with Kuzma. When Kuzma was here, he was averaging 13 points. He goes to the Wizards, immediately jumps to 17. This season, he's 21, 22 points per game.
We love Kuz. Everybody love Kuz. Loves Kuz.
And remember I said earlier before we started recruiting that Kuzma is going to come back to point two? Rob and Jeannie got rid of Kuzma. Because they didn't want Braun to win.
Dan. This is revisionist history, my friend. No. LeBron did not
want
those guys. The guys LeBron wanted, he wanted Melo. He wanted Russell Westbrook. which your boy Pincus actually confirmed for us. He said LeBron and AD were the ones on the phone saying,
"That's true.
Get Russ over here. We don't want Buddy Hield. We don't want shooters. We want Russell Westbrook." And that's who came, and Russell Westbrook was a disaster. So I cannot sign off on this take at all. I think management's doing their best. LeBron, the law of LeBron is strong. Any good player you bring to play around LeBron, they have to fit his game. Even we see with AD, man, this guy shoots more corner threes when LeBron is on the court than at any other time in his career, because he's relegated to the corner because LeBron needs space.
When you play with LeBron, you don't have to fit around him. You have to play with him. There's a difference. Fitting in and playing in. You know what I mean? These cats got to understand. UAD? Trash. Unavailable. Caruso, they got rid of him. Jeannie did. Why? Because she didn't want to pay the tax. Because she didn't want Bron to win. They got rid of Kuzma. They got rid of KCP. You know why? Because their names start with K. And then guess what? Clutch starts with K. They don't want LeBron to feel good. They didn't want him. They got rid of him. They brought in all people with no K in their names. Okay? I'm telling you right now. Yeah. Think about it. Clutch. They don't want KCP. And they didn't want Kuzma. Why? Because it's K. And they didn't want people in LA to think that Clutch runs the Lakers. Guess what? When Clutch ran the Lakers, they won a chip. Then Rob took control with Jeannie and said, hold on. Bron's got four chips. If he wins five, he's going to be tied with Kobe. So they got rid of everybody. They got rid of everybody. They brought in Russi. Russi, who's wearing dresses to the Oscars. Russi, we understand. You want to be different. But see, he didn't want to play in with Bron. Fit in. You want to play. You got to play with Bron to win.
Cliff, you gotta jump in here.
The K.
That's a conspiracy.
With the K is the funniest thing that we've heard thus far.
Look, that's a conspiracy, okay? That's a conspiracy. I know it.
Getting rid of all the garlic because vampires are around. It's like, get rid of it.
Okay. And then why didn't they hire my boy Ty Lue? Instead, they got Darvin. They could have had Ty
Lue was already hired by that point.
They could have stolen from the Clippers. The Clippers, they don't want to keep him.
They should have kept Vogel. They should have kept Vogel.
I'm telling you right now. I'm going to give you a little sneak peek.
Yeah.
Ty's gone this summer.
Okay.
Ty's gone this summer. It's going to happen. Okay.
And who's
coming? Ty's gone.
Udoka?
Ty's gone. It could be Udoka. Okay? But Ty's gone. That's not a hot take. That's a real take.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah.
Okay. You don't want to deal with them. Yeah, you don't want to deal with them. Yeah.
They should have kept Vogel, but they didn't because it's the sixth head coach LeBron has gotten rid of. This isn't just a Jeannie and Rob thing. This happened predates them back to the Cavs, all the stuff that he's done.
Okay. So, look, think about it this way, okay? If you are LeBron, and you are really getting rid of all these coaches, how come we don't hear about it? We all know Magic ran Paul Westhead or Westfall or whatever his last name is.
Yeah,
West out of the Lakers. It was a known fact. LeBron, he's got good relationships with all these ex-coaches. Mike Brown. The only one he doesn't have a good relationship with is what's the Israeli guy's name?
David Blatt. Yeah.
But it is known. Pat Riley wrote about it in his book that LeBron came to fire Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley said no. He's like, don't you ever get the itch? That's been known. And that's the coach that LeBron is not fond with because he didn't get his way.
Are we really going to trust Pat? We're going to put our trust in Pat?
He's gonna straight up lie. LeBron Dad, come lies.
Come on,
he caps all the time.
Dad, come on. You know Bron caps all the
LeBron
time.
LeBron said he watched the Godfather trilogy, favorite movie. Can't name one quote.
He been caught so many times.
He only reads the first page of books.
He reads the first 10 pages of every book. Okay?
But, the table of contents counts.
But I'm telling you right now, we don't put our trust in Pat. We got to think about what Pat has done. We can't put no trust in Pat.
I trust Pat a lot more than LeBron.
Pat fired Stan Van Gundy so that he could win that ring. Because he saw. Stan Van Gundy was going to win a ring with that team.
Maybe. I don't know, man. Stan Van has shown he's not great in the pressure moments.
No.
He has not been a great coach.
He'll build you a mother effing wall. He'll build you a mother effing wall, though.
All right. All right. We're heading off now. So let's finish off with hot take number three of the spiciest of the three. Here we go. Although I don't think we could get hotter than Genie's getting rid of people with K names. And Avika Zubac is more feared than JaVale McGee. All right, here we go.
This is about This is about legacy when we talk about historical NBA. So the first two is about today's current NBA. This is about historical NBA. Okay.
I like historical. All right, here we go.
I'm going to talk about the top three in NBA history. Top three all-time GOATs.
Yeah, okay.
Jordan is top three, and he ain't one or two.
Okay.
He ain't one or two.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bron is top three.
Yeah.
And he ain't two or three. Okay. I mean, I'm sorry. And he ain't – or one and three.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Bron is top three. He ain't one or three.
Oh, my God. What is – what are you about to say right now?
Who's number one?
Don't say JaVale McGee.
Kobe is top three, and he ain't two and three.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
People need to put respect, like Birdman said, on the Breakfast Club. Respect. They need to put R-E-S-P-E-K on Kobe's name.
Okay.
Let me tell you why. MJ didn't win nothing until Scotty came. Scotty. Okay. Mother effing Pippen, okay? Scotty is having sex 4 to 6 times a night with his ex-wife, Larsa Pippen. If a man can do sex 4 to 6 times a night, he's winning you a chip. And that's why Michael Jordan got 6 chips. Because Scotty was doing sex 4 to 6 times a night. He's a mother effing man, okay? Let me tell you. Do you know anybody that's doing sex 4 to 6 times a night and not winning in life? I don't. I don't. I see a winner. And that's why MJ got 6 rings. Wait. Okay? So don't tell me about MJ with them rings. I don't want to hear that ring talk. Miss me with that.
Oh my gosh.
Miss me with that ring talk. Because Scotty won them rings.
Oh my
Scotty
gosh.
Got 6 rings because he's doing sex 4 to 6 times a night. It's Larsa Pippen admitted it.
Why isn't Scotty the GOAT then?
Scotty's because Nike rewrote history.
So what? Yeah, but your hot take factory. Why don't you put him above Jordan?
Well, Scotty's in my top 10, but I put Jordan.
Oh my god!
Oh, wow.
Scotty's in my top
hot
10.
Take.
Scotty's in my top 10. Scotty's in my top 10. Look, we could do another. We could do another episode of top 10 talk. But so Scotty's in my top 10. Okay.
Okay, run it down. Run it down real quick. Okay, we're already here. Run down your 10. You got Kobe at 1. You got LeBron at 2. You got Jordan at 3.
Yep.
Yep.
Here we go. Number 4, Shaqalicious. We got Big Shaq up there. Number 4. Okay?
Okay?
Let me tell you who I don't got up in the top 10.
Okay.
That's going to make a lot of people feel upset and feel a certain way.
Okay.
But I don't got no Bill Russell up there. Rest in peace to Bill Russell. I respect him, but I don't have him in my top 10. Here's why. The dude was playing against plumbers and electricians, okay? the dude was playing against people like me, 5'11" people, okay? That was that daytime, 9 to 6, doing plumbing work, and then from 7 to 10, playing one game of basketball while smoking a six-pack, okay? While smoking a whole pack of cigs and then drinking a six-pack during halftime, all right? I'm sorry, Bill. I'm sorry, Bill, but you ain't in it, okay? Love Bill Russell. I know he loved Kobe, so I respect Bill. But you're not in my top 10. He right there, top 20 for sure.
Okay.
Four is Shaq. Here's five. Magic.
Okay.
Okay. I got Magic. Top five.
For everybody that doesn't know, Dan is wearing a Nick Van Exel jersey.
I am wearing a Nick Van Exel jersey. Okay. I'm wearing a Nick
He's
Van Exel jersey.
He's sporting
it.
Stand up. Okay. Popping yes. it. All right. Here we go. Yep.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay. So that's five is Magic. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
At yep. six.
Yeah.
At six, you got to put Larry Bird up there. Okay.
Yep. Okay. Yep. I like it. I like it.
Boy was bad.
Boy was
yeah,
bad.
Boy was bad. He was real bad. He was a bad mother.
He's a bad okay? man.
He's a bad
he
man. Will, but
he would hang in any era.
In any era. Oh, for sure. In today's era, he's like a bigger J.J. Redick. For sure. But, you know, he's a bigger J.J. Redick. He could shoot the three, dribble, drabble.
Okay? He'll be like KD. He'll be like KD.
No, he's not going to be like KD. KD is way smoother than Larry Bird, okay?
All right, keep going.
Okay, watch a YouTube video, Larry Bird. Watch him dribble, dribble. He dribbling like me and you. That's not good. That's not good. If you watch a YouTube video of a player and you go, wow, they dribbling like me, that's not a good sign for the person you're watching.
But, bro, okay.
keep
dude would
moving.
Also
keep him moving. Number seven.
He would also
seven.
Shovel the driveway, pound a six-pack of beer, and go dominate fools. You got to respect
yes.
that.
I respect it. I respect it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let me say something else. Okay, number seven. Why Jordan's not better than Kobe? Because Magic would have whooped him if Worthy was healthy in that 90s finals. Okay? And we all know mm-hmm. that. Magic got robbed because Worthy broke down. But we love James. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. Am I at seven now?
You're at number seven. Seven.
Okay,
six,
number
Larry Bird.
Seven. Okay, six, Larry Bird, seven. All right, this Shaq already. Okay, number seven. Who am I going to have there? I'm going to put KD at seven.
Okay.
I like KD.
The Durantula.
I like his game.
The Slim Reaper.
He could shoot. He could do everything. A little bit of everything, okay?
All right.
Number eight. Am I at eight now?
You're at eight now. When are we going to see him?
Who?
Scotty.
Oh, Scotty. Okay. Not yet.
Okay, okay.
Number eight. I'm going to have to put I just thought of it. I just forgot. Who was I going to put up
we
there?
We still got, like, Duncan, like, Hakeem, like, Steph Curry.
Yes. Okay.
Got Kareem, Wilt.
Kareem, okay. Yeah, Wilt.
Steffi is the point guard version of Tim Duncan. He will be remembered as a Tim Duncan prototype. He can never win without having a full cast around him. What has Steffi won by himself? Nothing. Okay? I love Steffi. I love how he's revolutionized the game of basketball. Brother, you're just a shooter, okay? You're just a shooter, all right?
But no one you named above did it alone. Everyone did it with somebody.
What are you talking about?
Shaq did it with Kobe and Dwayne. Jordan did it with your boy, Scottie P.
Braun won a chip with Matthew Dellavedova. I want you to say that name again. Matthew.
He won Della with Kyrie.
Kyrie.
And Kevin Love. Yes.
And Kevin Love.
Right. Love who was nothing. He was a three-point shooter. Kyrie was just a dribble traveler. He's just a dribble traveler. You watch him dribble dribble? Now I go, wow, he's really good. He's a really good dribble traveler. He's a dribble traveler.
Dan, when you watch Kyrie, do you think, oh, that's how I dribble?
Nope.
Oh, it's like looking in the mirror. That's what Kendrick Perkins thinks. He's like, oh, yeah, I got that package, dude.
Kyrie is a dribble dribbler, like a real dribble dribbler, okay? All right. Okay, so I'm at eight. Okay, I'll put Tim Duncan at eight. I like Timmy. I put Timmy and Steph at eight together because, like I said, Tim Duncan is the power forward version of Steffi. And okay. Steffi is the point guard version of Tim Duncan.
Okay,
they're the same person to me. Okay? They both, you know.
So they're tied at eight.
They're tied at eight. Okay, they're
eight
one
and nine.
Person.
Tied at eight. Yeah, okay.
All right. Nine?
Yeah.
Okay, who you say I missed? I said, you listen to a bunch
of your boy. This whole thing is about
your
boy.
Your boy, okay. Scotty. You got Hakeem. Scotty. You got
okay.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Okay, I got Hakeem at nine. I got Hakeem at nine. Okay. Hakeem was a bad boy. Okay. Hakeem was a bad boy.
He averaged five blocks in a season.
Let me tell you something else about Hakeem. The boy was fasted during the playoffs and dropped Robinson.
Yeah.
Okay, he dropped the Admiral.
Yeah.
Okay, after that, David Robinson should have been downgraded to the Falcon. Because he went from Captain America to Admiral, then you just let a dude that was fasted drop you. Guess what? Now you're the Falcon. You ain't the Admiral no more. You're the Falcon. Okay? All right?
Oh,
he's not good. He's the Falcon. All right? And then number 10, I got my boy, mother effing Seggy, 4 to 6 times a night, Scottie Pippen. He's there at number 10. And that's why Jordan is not 2 or 1.
I almost forgot that that was the reason. So I'm glad you brought it up again so I could remember what the reason was. But okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Braun, I want you to say some of these names for me, okay? Braun won with Matthew Dellavedova.
Come on. That's like saying Kobe won with Sasha.
Well, that's the next you just
no,
you just
no. What no. You mean, no?
You got a virus on my computer? Obi-Wan. Say it with me, Joe. Obi-Wan with a dude named Sasha Buyachev. My brother, it is the year 2023 in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you right now, Sasha, he doesn't bring you no fear, just like Nikola. Actually, Sasha is the point guard version of Nikola. Okay, just like Steffi and Tim, okay, Nikola Joker and Sasha is the same dude. They're not bringing you no fear.
Let me tell you something, Dan. Okay. Jordan won with Judd Bushler, Jason Caffey, and Jack Haley.
All dudes I'm scared
but
of.
But that's why he's number 3, Joe. That's why he's number 3.
Yep. Yes, that's why he's 3. Okay? He also won with a dude named Dennis Rodman. Let's not forget.
Yeah, let's Jordan's not forget Kyrie. Let's not forget Kevin Love.
Dwayne Wade.
Let's not forget Shaquille O'Neal, Pau Gasol.
Ron Harper was literally like almost college player of the year. The dude was a bad man. Are we forgetting Ron Harper?
No, Ron Harper was good. He was older when he
Don't
played.
Don't forget
with...
Ron. Ron would drop 60, okay, if he wasn't on the Bulls. He was that good. All right? He also had – who was that dude that shot? Not Kerr, the other dude.
Which guy?
Pax.
Pax, okay?
Oh, yeah, Paxson. Pax. Yeah, John Paxson. He had Kerr. He had Kukoc. Yeah, I mean, he had guys, but he didn't have a single player as good as
Dwayne
like
Wade.
Shaq, as good as Dwayne Wade.
Although, according to this list.
Scotty is 10 times better than Dwayne. Guys, we are forgetting how good Scotty. Scotty could lock you up and then drop 30 on the other end. That's how good he was.
How many times did Scotty Pippen average over 22 points per game? How
we're
many seasons?
We're stuck in the points
One.
Era. Guys.
Zero.
He wasn't a stat pattern. Scotty wasn't a stat pattern. It's that simple. He just loved to lock people up. He Come put on. You in prison. He put you in prison, and then guess what? He dropped 30 on you on the other side if he wanted to. But he didn't.
The problem is, 19, mathematically, 19. That doesn't work.
Dropped 19.
Dropped 19, yeah. He dropped 20.
All
Maybe.
Right. But look, I'm just telling you right now. Jordan won his team. His teams were bad. He had Steve Kerr, the greatest three-point shooter before Steffi Curry.
Okay. Let's wrap this up. Let's All wrap right. this
Thank
up.
Thank you.
Dan, let me hear from the people, okay? Do you agree Thank with you. Dan? Number one, no one fears Jokic, and Zubac is more feared than Jokic.
And Jabal.
JaVale McGee.
One and 1A. Thank and you. 1B. Hot take.
Yep.
Hot
you.
Take number two. Jeannie and Rob
yep.
are tarnishing LeBron's yep. legacy intentionally.
Yes.
Intentionally.
Yes.
Because they are trading away
yes.
sub point B. People with a name that starts with the letter K.
And Caruso.
They don't
Caruso
want clutch.
Sounds like a K.
And Caruso.
Oh, Caruso. Oh, it sounds like a K. That's were... right. Sounds like a K. And the third hot take.
Yep.
Kobe is the GOAT. Jordan yep. is third because yep. He had Scottie Pippen, who's the 10th greatest yes. player of all time.
Who had
Because the boy had sex 4 to 6 times a night.
Yep.
And that
Yes.
You cannot measure those stats. Those stats are the epitome.
Nope.
Better than any traditional NBA stats.
Yeah. Okay.
It's good though.
All right, man. People, let us know. Let us know if you agree with those takes. Dan,
thank you.
Thanks for being here. We'll have you back for sure. Build up those next hot takes, and we'll have you back.
Thank you, guys. Okay. Bye.
Thanks, everybody. And he just disappeared.
What?
He just disappeared.
I think he thought we were cutting him.
All right, let's get into our main segment today. We got a couple things to talk about, but let's play a vintage game, Joe. Cringy Bingy. I don't know how we come back from that, Dan, but let's go for
it. Thanks, man. That was great. I feel like...
You're pumped, right? You filled. All right, Joe. LeBron's feet. Typically, LeBron's feet, what happened to him would require season-ending surgery. But according to LeBron, two doctors told him to get surgery, season-ending surgery. So why didn't he get the surgery? He said, because I went to the LeBron James of feet, and he told me I shouldn't. Oh, Joe, cringy bingy, oh, LeBron God. Calling someone the LeBron James of.
Holy moly. Holy freaking moly, Cliff. I did not know this topic.
Yep.
Was on here. Oh, this is like ultimate cringe. This is cringe to the max, Cliff. Oh, we need a new cringe level for this. Somebody using their own name? In a not self-deprecating way? In a self-glorifying way?
Uh-huh.
Oh man, this is really bad. This is really bad.
Joe, let me give you a little bit of context. This is obviously a shot at I'm the Michael Jordan of, which is a common phrase in pop culture. Joe, let me read you the definition from Urban Dictionary. I'm the Michael Jordan of is a statement people use to say they are amazing at a particular thing. Jim says, yo, dude, I'm the Michael Jordan of Halo. No one can stop me. Bill says, yeah, man, you can dominate. So, Joe, I put in the definition for I'm the LeBron James of and came out, sorry, we couldn't find I'm the LeBron James of.
Nice. I like it.
It's not real. It doesn't exist.
Okay, I know we got something here, but before we get into that, can we make up our own I'm the LeBron James of?
And put on Urban Dictionary.
Can we define I'm the LeBron James of means?
Yeah.
What do you think?
How do you do that?
What do you think I'm the LeBron James of should mean? Like let's put it in your own job context. Okay, let's say what would be a situation where your boss would ask you to do something. Let's just you know what's a thing you might be asked to do?
Build a report.
Okay, build a report. So let's say you got to do a report. You got to do a team report. Okay?
Yeah. Team report. And then I get all the best people to work on this report with me. And then I turn in the report. Mm-hmm. And then I praise myself as I did it all by myself. And whether the report is good and I take all that glory, great.
I like
when
it.
When the report is bad, I blame everybody else.
I like it. So then he's like, wow, this report's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, did you do this yourself? And then you go, yeah, I'm the LeBron James of reports.
But when it's bad, it's like, yeah, I'm the LeBron James of reports. I get no help. I got no help. What do you expect?
I like it.
I'm going to do it right now. I'm the LeBron James of. Type your definition here.
When you take undue credit.
Undue credit.
For the work of a collective.
Work of a collective.
of an all-star collective. Or what should we put? A collective of supremely talented individuals.
When you take undue credit for the work of a group of
supremely talented individuals.
Or take no blame for the work.
Refuse blame.
For the work. Or.
No. Wait, would you read it again? Read the whole thing again.
When you take undue credit for the work of a group of supremely talented individuals.
Or
refuse blame for the work. Or refuse blame for subpar results.
Yes, good. Of a group of same. Shouldn't it be same? For a group of supremely talented individuals.
Of a group. From a group. When you take undue credit. When you take total credit.
Yes.
For the collective work.
When you take unilateral credit.
Credit. For the work. From a group of supremely talented individuals, or be absolved of blame for That's subpar good. Results from a group
of supremely talented individuals.
Of supremely talented individuals. Type how it's used in a sentence. Boss. Hey, this was... Hey, can you? Hey, this report was amazing. Joe. Of course, I'm the LeBron James
of this reports. This group report or something.
Hey, this
team report.
This group report was amazing. Of course, I'm the LeBron James of reports. Boss. Hey, this group report was not what I expected. Not what you told me it was going to be. Cliff. Of course. I'm the LeBron James of reports.
No. You got to say, don't look at me. I'm the LeBron James.
Don't look at me.
This is it, Cliff. It's recorded on the podcast. This is how we go viral. We have created... Submit. I'm the LeBron James of.
Please sign in. Sign in with Facebook. Your pseudoname, SBR Pod. Your definition will be reviewed soon. There it is.
Nice.
We did it.
So they're going to look at it, and they're going to assess whether or not that is accurate. And they're going to go online. They're going to look at a bunch of clips. Can we do another one?
Sure. What would you like to do?
I want to do one where it's like when you portray yourself as an expert in something.
LeBron James of?
Yeah. I'm the LeBron James of. So here's the example. What's your favorite quote from The Godfather? It's like, I love all the quotes. I'm the LeBron James of Godfather.
Well, let's see if this one pans out, and we can add to that. LeBron James. No one is making fun of this LeBron James of feet thing. They're just like all amazed.
That's ridiculous. That is the most cringe thing anybody could ever do. So you couldn't find the LeBron James of?
No. I couldn't find the LeBron James, but I did find there's a definition for bronsexual. The definition is anybody who is a huge fan of LeBron. They become a fan of any team he plays for and individuals that think LeBron is better than Jordan. Example, number one, Brian Windhorst, the number one broad sexual in the universe. Joe.
That's the example?
That's the example.
Where is that? Where is it? Where is that from? Urban Dictionary?
Urban Dictionary.
Oh my gosh. That got Urban approved? Dictionary. Dude, ours better get approved, man.
It's on Urban Dictionary.
Ours better get approved. Oh, it's on Urban Dictionary. Ours better get approved. Dang, I wish we changed our example now. I wish we changed it to I'm the LeBron James of the NBA Finals.
We can always add more examples.
All right.
Joe, is LeBron himself a bronsexual?
Well, let me look at it again. Anybody who is a huge fan of LeBron and becomes a fan of any team that he plays for, individuals that think LeBron is better than Jordan. I mean, by that definition, I think he
fits
he is.
If the shoe fits.
I think he is. I got to follow the parameters.
The logic train.
Yeah. And according to that definition, I'm afraid LeBron James is a bronsexual. He and Brian Windhorst are vying for number one in the universe.
Dave McMiniman?
They're battling. Yeah, the three of them are battling.
Shannon Sharp?
Oh, Shannon. You know, Shannon Sharp, I'll give Shannon Sharp a little bit of credit. He does criticize LeBron sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give him some credit. I'm going to show him some love.
All right, Joe. Last topic. Luka hates everything right now. He hates everything. Quote from him. I think you can see it with me on the court. Sometimes I don't feel it's me. I'm just being out there. I used to have really fun smiling on the court, but it's just been so frustrating for a lot of reasons, not just basketball. This is after they lost to the Hornets without LaMelo, Rozier, and Oubre twice in a row.
Back to back, home and home.
They're 6-13 since February 11th. Joe, cringy bingy, Luka's fall from grace. Or Luka's sadness. Luka's sadness.
I mean, Luka's sadness is cringy, obviously. I don't like to see him sad. Unfortunately, it was predictable, and
was
we predicted it that this would happen. Kyrie has ruined the Mavs. They did win the other day over the Pacers, I believe. And I think they'll probably still make the play-in because other teams are losing.
OKC.
OKC lost the other day. Yeah. SGA has been missing some time. And so, but Cliff, this is exactly what I said.
This is exactly what you said.
Because I don't think Luka cares that much about being in the playoffs right now.
Uh-huh.
Like this season, he's willing to throw it away.
Yep.
To, like, find something, right? To find a certain motivation or to have the team figure out what it is or to not play with Kyrie next season. Kyrie very quickly. What do we say, Cliff? What do we say? Remember when people were like, oh, yeah, Kyrie, he loves it in Dallas. He's going to stay in Dallas. He's going to resign in Dallas. Guy, how long did it take? It took, what, 3 weeks before Kyrie was saying stuff like getting into it with the fans?
Yep. Kicking fans out.
Talking about how his life is so hard and he's going through all this adversity and you don't know what it's like to be an NBA player. Hey, fans, if you want to come out here, if you want to come on the court, why don't you come out here on the court? Yeah, I'll trade places with you.
Takes lots of preparation and work to get here. There's only 5 guys that can play on this team.
Kyrie, I'm sorry. Look, Luka's, it's cringy. I don't want to see it. I think Luka will get his mojo back next year. Kyrie will be gone, and hopefully, probably Jason Kidd will be gone, and probably the Mavs will have a better roster. I do think that's what's going to happen. Kyrie. Oh, Kyrie, please. Talk to somebody, man. Like, get some perspective on life. Right now, you just got no idea right now. I don't think you know what it is. I don't think you understand how this all works. Fans are the ones who make the NBA a thing. Okay?
Yeah.
If there were no fans, this is Kyrie, what you do is not, it's not law enforcement. You know, it's not groceries. You know, it's not food. It's not building houses. It's not things people need. If you didn't have fans, this wouldn't exist.
Mm.
You know, and the fact that you make all this money It's on the back of fans. Okay, yes. No one's discounting the fact that you put work into it. That's why the fans pay money to watch you play basketball. Like, that's the whole thing. Doesn't mean fans should be disrespectful. No. Doesn't mean fans should, like, say all kinds of crazy things or, like, put you in danger. No, of course not. Of course not. But that's not what the majority of fans are doing. They're paying money to see you perform. Criticism is well within the range. That's fair. Fans can boo, okay? Like, that's fair. They're paying money to see a game, and if they don't see the effort on the court, they can boo, all right? Like, that doesn't even hurt your wallet, right? If somebody gives me bad service at a restaurant, I could tip them less, okay? That actually hurts their bottom line. Nobody's right. taking money out of your pocket, Kyrie. You should be able to take a couple boos, right? So you need to, like, talk to somebody, seriously. And, like, understand what's going on. Because most of those people, they're not rich. They just come in. They're working hard all week. And then they're coming to one. Like, I go to, like, what, one game a year?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You got to have a little bit of perspective. So no matter how many times Kyrie gets traded, no matter how many cities he alienates and how many franchises he leaves, he doesn't seem to learn anything. That's disappointing.
I don't want Luka to suffer. Don't like seeing him sad. The NBA is better when he is happy, when he is talking trash, when he's battling Devin Booker. The NBA is better for it. Mm-hmm. The problem is now he has brought.
Yep. Is what we talked about.
He's brought the pain from the inside. So he's getting eaten from the inside out. You guys remember in Bleach, Baragon? The old-timey disease affects everybody, right? Everybody. Everything on the outside. He's like invincible. But you throw it on the inside. Oh, he implodes and he gets destroyed. Kyrie, we've talked about this. He's the Deidara of the NBA. No one loves his art more than himself, okay? Can't criticize it. Doesn't want anybody else's opinion. He has the greatest art of all of the arts, right? And he will destroy anybody else that threatens that. And unfortunately, that's every single person on Earth. Every single person. And so, you know, Luka's stats with Kyrie, 31-8-7 on 47%. Luka's stats without Kyrie, 33-9-8 on 50% shooting. Like, a little better, right? We know he's going to be a lot better. Luka also has his trademark dispute with his mom over his name and his logo. Sad stuff.
I feel really bad about that. Yeah, that sucks.
But the criticism, as you said, is going to come after this year.
Yep.
Porzingis is come and gone. Jalen Brunson is come and gone. Dinwiddie is come and gone. Seth Curry is come and gone. All of them pretty well outside of him. The law of Luka will be the next law of LeBron as he inherits the crown, I guess.
He's gonna have one more season, Cliff, next season. And if it doesn't look good early next season, that's when the talk is going to start. That's when the chatter is going to start. Because this season was looking fine, and Kyrie's going to take the brunt of the criticism, right? He's going to take all of the – he's going to take it. But if by next season the Mavs don't look like they're a contender, which is crazy. They shouldn't be considered one. But if they don't look like they're a contender, in all those conversations where you start talking about the next generation of players, I mean, you're kind of not going to include him. Mm. And he's supposed to be another MVP. It's supposed to be another MVP season for Luka, right? Again, every year they pick Luka to be in the every MVP conversation. He's going the wrong direction. Mm. I don't see Giannis slowing down. I don't see Embiid slowing down. He's getting healthier and better. Jokic is not going to slow down.
Yeah, because Luka was picked Tatum's not gonna by slow ESPN. Down. He's going to get better.
Again.
And multiple outlets to be the MVP 2 years in a row.
Yes.
And he's nowhere close.
He's not even close. He's not going to finish in the top five, right? Like, not this season. Mm-mm. It's going to be what? Giannis, Jokic, Embiid, Tatum, whoever else.
That's easily the four.
Yeah. And then you leave that – I mean, you know, KD's still lurking around.
Donovan Mitchell is
still lurking around. Donovan Mitchell's on the come up. We'll see next year. He might get some MVP consideration next year. Let's say the Cavs – after a full season together, they're going for the one seed in the East next season. I mean, you got to at least put his name in there. Let's say Phoenix is good again, you know, next season. And they're the one seed in the West. And somebody on that team's got to be in there. Booker's already, you know, they kind of like his name is shuffled around in there too. And yeah. Luka, they might miss the playoffs. They might miss the play-in this season. He's not even going to be in the postseason. Oh, man. That's, you know, it's getting dangerous time. It's season five, season six, and you're not showing the right results. You're not going in the right way. It's danger time.
It's danger time, Luka. All right. That's it for this week. Thanks, Dan. Shout out to you for
thank
bringing
you, Dan.
Us those spicy takes.
Loved it.
People, if you stuck with us this long, let us know what you think. But thanks, everyone, for listening to the People's Pod. Subscribe, like, comment, share, rate, give us 5 stars. We'll be back next week with more nonsense because this is SBR with Cliff and Joe. Peace!